You are indeed tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam Territory, the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We're going to start off this week by with a track called A White Truck, off of a new album called Cinderland by High Plains. And this is a project of Vancouver ambient artist Lossel, and in collaboration with another artist from Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, who plays cello. And it's a really wonderful record. So we're going to start with that, and make sure to stay tuned because a very special guest this week. We're going to have a live performance on the show from John Brennan of the local group Eschatons. He's going to do a solo drum and cassette set for us. It's going to be great. So stick around. This is A White Truck by High Plains. And on the other side, we'll have John Brennan. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. An incredible album, truly. High Plains. Cinderland is what it's called, one of my favorites of 2017 thus far. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from unceded Musqueam Territory. This week, we're going to have a live in-studio set from John Brennan of the local group Eschatons. And without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to John, so enjoy. It's a live set for the next 20 minutes or so, and then we'll be joined in the studio briefly afterwards. Enjoy. amazing. That was John Brennan live in studio, playing around with a drum kit, pretty much. Going to be joined in the studio for a bit by John on the other side of these messages. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are coming to the Biltmore Cabaret Monday, February 27th. Joined by the Sound of Ceres and local group Melt, this is a not-to-be-missed show full of eclectic sounds. Tickets on sale now.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Sid got up. She walked around. She had to run to catch her prey and escape her predators.
Was Anne LaBerge, song called Utter. She's a composer and flutist who is going to be performing as part of one of the Music on Main shows that's happening throughout the month. Every Tuesday at the Fox, they've got different shows this month. Anne LaBerge is going to be the first one tomorrow night at the Fox Cabaret at 8 p.m. And I just found out about her by looking up their website, and that song is wild. Listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. If you've been tuned in, you heard a live set, a rock and roll drum solo by the man who's now joining me in the studio, John Brennan. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was fun.
Hanging in there to that. Do you feel are your muscles tense after doing that, or is it a release kind of thing?
Yeah, it's totally a release.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the comfort zone.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So originally we were trying to figure out a way to get your band Eschatons. Is that how?
That's correct.
Eschatons.
Yeah.
I always say Eschatons.
Yeah.
But instead we went with the solo set. What is? Can you tell people about what Eschatons is, and then also maybe the difference with how you go about doing your solo work?
Sure. Yeah. Eschatons is a collaboration between myself, Bill Batt, and Jeremy Van Wyk. Bill Batt is in other projects like Softus and Aerosol Constellations. Jeremy Van Wyk, drummer for Shearing Pinks, also plays in Crotch and Aerosol Constellations. We've been kind of collaborating for a little over 3 years now, and it's always kind of free form. We don't really put any rules to what we do, but we always play, like, our sets are always completely improvised. All of our records are improvised. So we don't kind of have songs per se, but we have, like, a really good synergy as far as, like, kind of knowing. It's kind of like we've always known each other. We grew up together, even though we didn't, kind of connection. So
it's improvised, but it'll go a certain way because it's the three of you.
Yeah.
It, right?
Yeah. And they definitely have like song formy type vibes, and there's like a lot of lyrics in a lot of the songs now. And it's it's Jeremy and Bill just like off the cuff, like coming up with lyrics and stuff, but it always kind of works out really well.
Yeah.
But we have we like to collaborate with other artists too. Like most of our releases, the B-side, we collaborate with a new artist every time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
And the difference between that and what I just did is they're not here. It's just different. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely approach playing differently when I'm playing solo compared to when I'm playing with other people. But yeah, just kind of letting loose and letting the sounds and the accidents kind of dictate what's going to happen next. That's something that kind of goes along with both soloing and as well as like performing and improvising with somebody. It's like those, just listening for those like awkward accidents or strangeness. So it like gives you something else to leap off of, to go for.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's like doing an interview.
You just gotta figure out.
It's great. There's lots of moving parts. I hope we picked up most of it, but lots of subtleties with what you're doing. Toys. That's objects. It's very like, or do you feel that it's very like physical endeavor, that it's like important, like the physicality of what you're doing along with the sound?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. The more I find I physically get into it, or the more I ham it up or whatever, or like even if it's something subtle, the more it allows me to focus more and get more into it and just not care and almost be silly in a way, but like kind of like
cool. And how did some of it come about? So it's like improvised, but how do you, as a drummer, you're learning how to drum, and then you start to pick up little bowls that you put onto a drum and hit it and let it reverberate. How does all that like develop as your musical development, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. It's mostly just like hanging out with friends who then like have, like, I mean, we all kind of, evolved in certain ways, you know, with our listening practices, and then people have like certain objects or whatever, and then, you know, they'll bring it into a jam session. I used to do this series in Montreal called Garbage Night, and literally this guy would bring a barrel full of garbage and random metallic bits, and he would just throw it on the ground, and then people would just like use those, or we would jam with those, and we'd do different sets with people just using random bits and pieces and stuff. So.
Well, it was also interesting today, kind of on that, in that vein. Usually when we're playing here, so we've got our lounge for the listeners, and a window that looks out into the mall, that is the Nest, the UBC Nest. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'll open the doors. But we didn't today, mainly because there's a big pit of construction happening right outside the door. But that is also, I remember I was sitting in the office as you were getting things ready, and I was hearing like the like whine of like the saws up there.
Yeah, we could have put a microphone outside.
I thought it was coming from your cassettes that you were using, but then I was like, oh wait, that's the construction, but it kind of works.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I was thinking that too. I was like, we should just throw a microphone outside too. Yeah. If you can just throw it in.
Yeah. How does it feel to play in the middle of the Nest? You also work on campus.
So yeah, I work here Monday to Wednesday as an AV technician. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. I've always kind of wanted to play this space.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Any projects happening? I know Eschatons is playing a little later in the spring, so that'll going again.
Yeah, we're playing March 18th at Merge with Heavy Days. We just did a split with them.
I saw it. Yeah,
on
yeah,
Thankless cool. Records. Mm-hmm. So that's the 18th. Yeah, I'm also playing in Group Vision, Nick Hughes kind of project. So that's a new one, and I'm also working on a record right now with Atlanteans, and we're just working on booking a European tour.
Oh wow! Okay.
So yeah,
cool. Things are happening.
Yeah, that's great. Things are happening.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for doing the set today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Nice way to spend the afternoon. Any song requests as we sign off? Is there anything pop your head?
The first thing, Ellen Fullman.
Ellen Fullman. Okay. Is that spelled pretty typically?
Yeah, you got it. Just type. Yeah.
Just do that?
Let's see.
Just see Ellen Fullman.
Yeah, the second one.
Okay, great. Any nuggets about this? And what
it's just I love her work. I love the way she kind of approached like building her own instruments and performance. Like the way that the performance and the instrument is kind of like one organism.
Okay.
And and I really love this record.
So. All right, sweet. So this is a piece called Woven Processional by Ellen Fullman. Thanks again to John for playing. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. If you missed the set, it'll be up on a podcast within the next few hours. You can go to CITR.ca and find everything there. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the request. Here's Ellen Fullman. Thank you. listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We're listening currently to Ellen Fullman, a piece called Woven Processional from an album called The Long String Instrument. Got about 5 minutes left in this or so. We're going to listen to the rest of it. Then on the other side of some messages, we're going to get into some Jacinto Scalzi, who I've played on the program in the past, a piece called Natura Renovatur, which I've been grasping my head in my palms and being pierced by throughout the last week. I've listened to it many times. So that'll be on the other side. Ellen Fullman, Woven Processional, is what we are in the middle of right now. We are in the process of hearing right now on The Burrow.
SafeAmp is putting on another all-ages show with Nick Fit, The Rambling Derelicts, Mirepoix, and Scumlade. Come to the Russian Hall to see this sweet show and pick up pieces by local visual artists. It's March 4th, starting at 7, and everyone's welcome.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Thank you.
It was Natura Renovatur by Scalzi here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening this week. Thank you to John Brennan for coming by and playing a live set for us and chatting a little bit. If you missed it, check out the podcast on CITR.ca along with the rest of the great treasure, all the treasures and pearls to be dug from the CITR archives. We're going to finish things off with Forager, guitarist from Calgary, put out a new record called The Body Vow, which is very good. We're going to close off with that before Jade comes on with a little bit of soul at 4 p.m. So stay tuned for that. This is opening track, just called One, Roman numeral 1 by Forager off of his new record, The Body Vow.